You're listening to the News and Music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and I welcome Tiara Innes News. This morning in Kansas City, the Meco Delta Rural Water Supply Association organized the Congress of the Meco Delta Rural Water Supply Association for the second time from 2023 to 2028. Established in early 2018, up to now, the Meco Delta Rural Water Supply Association has attracted 172 members operating in the water sector and some related fields, thereby supporting people in responding to drought and saltwater intrusion by ensuring clean water supply for households in the provinces. Over the past 5 years, the association has also implemented many activities such as removing difficulties in mechanisms and policies related to the rural water sector in the Mekong Delta provinces. In addition, the association also had many comments on trap policies and long-term schemes of ministry and sectors related to solutions to climate change and organized many seminars and international seminars related to the water sector. In a second term, the association will continue to cooperate with domestic and foreign organizations in implementing projects, surveys, results, and sustainable development of the rural water sector in the Mekong Delta. This morning, Nam Cần Thơ University coordinated with Nam Cần Thơ University Hospital to organize the international workshop Cancer Management in the New Era, Update Advances in Cancer Diagnosis and Treatment in Vietnam and Around the World. Attending the workshop were more than 500 delegates who are leading experts, professors, doctors, and pharmacists specializing in cancer in the country and the world. The workshop focused on discussing groups of issues, advances in cancer diagnosis and treatment in the world and Vietnam, the achievements of Nam Cần Thơ University Hospital, difficulties in cancer diagnosis and treatment in the Mekong Delta region in general and Kansas City in particular. Nearly 400 delegates who are lecturers, students, and business representatives in Kansas City attended the workshop on information technology application and digital transformation in the construction industry organized by Kansas University of Technology yesterday. At the workshop, nearly 10 scientific articles and speeches were presented around the issues of digital transformation of the construction industry with ISO 19650 and building information modeling, results on the application of places in simulating anti-landslide embankment systems. On this occasion, Kansas University of Technology signed a cooperation agreement with enterprises in the field of building and training programs creating jobs for students after graduation. Yesterday morning at Kansas City Museum, the Department of Culture, Sports and Tourism, in collaboration with the Department of Education and Training, organized the opening of the Cultural Heritage and Local Heritage Tourism Destination Propaganda Contest in 2023. The contest had the participation of 9 teams representing 9 districts in the city. The contest consists of 2 parts, self-introduction in the form of theatricalization and the introduction of cultural heritages and local heritage tourism destinations. The contest aims to create conditions for teachers and students of junior secondary schools in the city to exchange experiences on cultural heritage propagation in schools and identify and nurture promising cultural heritage propagandists and local heritage tourism destinations. As of mid-July, Vietnam exported more than 4.48 million tons of rice and turnover reached nearly $2.4 billion, up more than 17% in volume and up 28% over the same period last year. The growth turnover enhances the quality, so the average value per ton of rice exported this year is also higher than that in the same period. In July this year, Vietnam welcomed more than 1 million international visitors, up 6.5% from the previous month. This is the first month since the beginning of the year the tourism sector welcomed over 1 million international visitors. Domestic visitors in July reached 12.5 million. And that's all now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.